A video obtained by ABC News shows George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch volunteer, being led into Sanford, Florida police headquarters shortly after he shot and killed Trayvon Martin. In the video, it does not seem as if there is a gash on the back of Zimmerman's head or blood on his face, despite police reports posted on the city's website this week that said Zimmerman had been observed bleeding from his nose and the back of his head. Zimmerman claiming that 17-year-old Trayvon broke his nose and banged his closely shaven head on the sidewalk. Let's start today with a look at where we are in the Sanford, Florida case. We start with Trymaine Lee, senior reporter at the Huffington Post, who's been covering the story from the start. And Trymaine, I want to start at the start because I've heard you say that you spoke with Sanford, then Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee, he's since stepped down, back on March 8th. Did he ever say anything to you about a bloody nose or head injuries?
Hi there, Robin. First, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
On March 8th, again, I spoke with Chief Lee for about 10 to 15 minutes, and there was no mention of any violent struggle. There was no talk of, a death match and banging of Zimmerman's head into the sidewalk or anything at all remotely of that nature.
Of course, and this was before this case all blew up a couple weeks after that. And then, as we said, this week, the police posted on the Sanford City website the police report, which said that Zimmerman was bleeding from his nose and the back of his head. Now this video comes out. He is in handcuffs, so it would seem as if the police were treating him like a suspect. But what did you see in that video?
I mean, in the video, and this is the first time we actually get the chance to see George Zimmerman in live motion. You know, for the last few weeks, we've seen that that mugshot from 2005 where he looks chubby and angry. In this video, he looks a little fit. We finally get to see up close and personal his face and the back of his head. And he's clean shaven. There seems to be, from all appearances, no signs, no gashes, no bruises. None of what you would expect in such a violent struggle that he told police that he was involved in just before the shooting.
Well, look, his attorney, Craig Sonner, was on the Today Show this morning and said the reason Mr. Zimmerman looked so cleaned up is that he was by EMTs, that explains why there's no signs of injury or blood. Does that, you know, come any of the questions I know you have?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily jive with what we've been hearing. I mean, first of all, as it's been widely reported, is that he kind of waved off any treatment at the scene. And so still, when we hear the folks recount how violent of a struggle was, it still doesn't seem to jive with those reports. A broken nose and a head being banged into the sidewalk, it could be reasonably expected that there'd be a little more something a little more noticeable. Yeah. So it doesn't seem to add up with all of what we've heard so far.
Well, and the funeral director who handled Trayvon Martin's funeral has also come forward to say he saw no signs of struggle. But also this week we're learning that the Sanford detective who was investigating the case had asked Florida's Attorney General's office for a warrant to arrest Zimmerman on charges of manslaughter, and that was denied. Was this mentioned to you, again, you were one of the few reporters reporting early on this story, before the national attention. Was that mentioned to you?
Now, I'll tell you what is interesting about this is we've gotten this new information. There was a witness's mother who I spoke with a couple weeks back. He was a 13-year-old witness who, you know, was about 20 yards away from where Trayvon Martin was killed. He didn't see much, but he heard the screams and the gunshots. And when I spoke with this mother, she indicated that one investigator, a week or so later, did indeed come by the house to interview her son. And she said that he stood in her living room and said, you know, read between the lines, there's something not right here, you know, that I don't believe his claims, Zimmerman's claims of self-defense. And at the time, this was a couple weeks back before this information came out, and she believed that he lied, that he was just trying to curry favor with the family or make them feel more comfortable to open up and talk. But now it appears that this investigator indeed may not have believed the self-defense theory that Zimmerman presented. So now it kind of all makes sense. But until this point, I've never heard anything like this. Only thing we've heard Chief Lee say is that by law he was, you know, he couldn't arrest Zimmerman.
Well, Trymaine Lee, again, senior reporter at the Huffington Post, long on the Sanford, Florida story. We're going to come back at you as the news keeps coming out. But thank you so much for the update.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.